Hello, welcome to 5 Minutes of Pastor T. Jesus Christ is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. Oh, he's never going to change. He's still the same, and he's so wonderful. I love Jesus so much with all of my heart, and I know you also do. Well, today I want to start a series on principles for spiritual growth, so that we can learn some few things that can help us grow more spiritually. You know, it is very important that we grow in the Lord. There's a reason why we are born again. God does not get us born again for nothing. He gets us born again so that we might come into the full stature of the measure of Christ, as written in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11. He says, and he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. And he says, for the perfection of the saints, or for the maturing of the saints. You see, in other words, when you come into Christ, you come into Christ as a babe. There are babes in Christ. We must mature. You must not remain as a babe in Christ. You must mature in Christ. So he says, for the perfection of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Then it says, do we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto a full, mature man. That's the aim of God, for us to come to full maturity. It says, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. It means that a man can come to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. It is that we henceforth be no more children. So God doesn't want you to be a child in Christ, a child in God for a long time. He wants you to grow. Just as a child is born and grows over the years, you must also grow as a child of God. Hallelujah. It says that we henceforth be no more children. Verse 14. Tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. You see, God does not want you to be deceived by my people. You hear this man of God is coming here, then you are there. You hear this man of God can do this, then you are there. You know, tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine. That's not what God wants. God wants you to be rooted and grounded in him. That's what God wants. Hallelujah. And there are principles, there are things that you could do that could help you and facilitate your growth. And I want to help you with some of those things that can help you. Things that you could focus on that will help you to grow, to mature in the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. He says, the first thing to do is written in Philippians. And I want us to look at Philippians chapter 3. I'm reading from verse 12. Paul says, not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect. You see, Paul admitted, he says, it's not that I will already come to full maturity, or I've matured, okay, or either we're already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. He says, I'm following Christ as I'm supposed to. And verse 13 says, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. I count not myself to have apprehended. But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before. So the number one thing to do to facilitate, the number one principle that helps for spiritual growth, real spiritual growth, is to learn to forget. To learn to forget. And there are two categories of learning to forget. I'll share the very first category today, and tomorrow we'll continue. Learn to forget. See, if you've noticed, Paul said, I count not myself to have apprehended. One of the major things you need to know about is never think you've arrived spiritually. It is a deception in the body of Christ. A lot of people get to know some things in the Lord, and they think that is it. Sometimes people go to church and the preacher is preaching, their pastor is preaching, and they go like, oh, we've heard this before. There's nothing like that. The day you start thinking like that, you are having problems. You must always have the mindset of learning some more. Because the more you grow in the Lord, the more you get to know that the knowledge you had some few months ago, which you thought was the highest knowledge, was so powerful, is actually not enough. Hallelujah. The more you grow, the more you know that the knowledge you had was actually little. You didn't know much. So you must have that attitude. You must not have the attitude of living on past glories or past blessings. You must even forget past blessings. Let's say some time ago, God used you to raise the dead. 3 years has come and you are still talking about what God did 3 years ago. And you are not doing much now. You know, you can live on past glories and past blessings and not appreciate what God is doing with you now. You must always forget those things that are behind and always press on. Oh, it's amazing. It says, brethren, I cannot myself apprehend it. But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. There are some people who have become spiritual hobos. You know, they live on past glories, past blessings. Forget even the blessings of God that are behind. See, don't live on stale manna. If you should do that, you are living on stale manna. It is gone. It is past and gone. Yes, that has happened. It happened. Thank God for it. Give God glory for it. But what about today? What is God going to do with you today? Look up to what God is going to do with you today. The knowledge of God that he has for you today. Don't live on the knowledge of God that He gave to you yesterday. Don't think that you have arrived. Paul says, I don't count myself to have apprehended. I've not arrived. I'm still growing. I'm still getting to know some more. Hallelujah. I'm still getting to know some. Of course, there's a place where you get to realize that you come to a certain level. It's true. That is there. But there's still more. So long as you are alive, so long as you have life, there's still more for you to get to. Forget those things that are behind you. Don't live on them. Don't get so excited about the past. If you do that, you'll never grow. If you do that, you'll never be able to read your Bible today. There are some people who can read the Bible. They can read John 3:3 or John 3:16 and say that, oh, I know that scripture. Who told you? You don't really know it as much as you think you do. When you read it carefully and allow the Spirit of God to help you and brood on it for you, you'll be shocked at what you receive from the same information that you had some years ago. So forget those things that are behind. The first principle that you need to learn to help your spiritual growth is to learn to forget. I love you very much. I'll see you again tomorrow. Until then, learn to forget. God bless you. Bye-bye.